The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's right, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos. Good morning. I've said good morning, but I'm going to say it again. It's the 12th of February, 7:05 in the morning. And the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Gas. No, it's not. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm just checking to see if you're paying attention here. Okay, I'm starting. I don't know why I got here early. You know, I had a power drink this morning. You know, it was, you know, berries, protein powder, and, you know, whatever else Linda puts in there. So, good morning, Christina. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Very good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And I'm going to do the news quick because we have Anne-Marie on the line with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. Today, increasing clouds with a high near around 52 and showers tonight, later on in the evening. Thursday, showers. Friday, showers. But Friday, we could get partly sunny with the high near 56. However, it is going to be raining. And Saturday, mostly cloudy. And Saturday night, showers again. Sunday, showers. And Washington's birthday, a chance of showers, but partly sunny with a high near 56. The lows are going to be in the 40s. Friday night, 39. So it's going to get a little bit warmer in the evenings because it's been pretty cold. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And Anne-Marie with our community calendar. Go for it, Anne-Marie. I know you got a lot.
Well, good Monday. Not. Just kidding. Seeing if you're awake. Good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Yeah, well, thanks, because
today, February 12th. Yeah.
Well, no, Monday. When you're not here Monday, it kind of throws off the whole week for me. Right now, I think it's Friday.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go.
Not quite, but we're getting there. It is Wednesday morning, February 12th. And today, as everyone knows, it is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Born on this date back in 1809, Abraham Lincoln served as the 16th President of the United States. During the month of February, look for Mercy Medical Center in Reading to be illuminated in the color red in honor of American Heart Month, with the hope of bringing awareness to heart disease, which according to the CDC website is the leading cause of death for men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/heart-disease. And also check out the American Heart Association at heart.org. This week, February 7th through 14th, is Congenital Heart Defect Awareness Week. And also, February 9th through 15th is National Salute to Veteran Patients Week. This annual week, which falls on the same week as Valentine's Day, helps bring awareness to VA medical centers and the role they have in the lives of our service veterans. Voting for the second annual City of Shasta Lake Pet Mayor is running through March 5th. This is a fundraising event hosted by Shasta Danbury, where you can cast your vote for a donation of $1, which equals one vote. The Pet Mayor does not have any official duties, but will receive the honorary title of Pet Mayor and a special prize. For more information on this event, you can go to ShastaDanbury.org and check them out on Facebook as well. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is open and running Wednesdays through Sundays. till April 20th, and I heard them on the air yesterday with you guys.
Yes.
This event is free for Turtle Bay members and is included in Page Park admission. Learn aviation history on up to modern-day technology with this interactive exhibit. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Step back in time to the Roaring Twenties. With the World Ballet Company's The Great Gatsby on Thursday, February 13th at 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. For ticket information, visit cascadetheater.org. Wayne Newton will perform at Wind River Casino Event Center on Friday, February 14th, Valentine's evening. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and showtime is 7:30 p.m. This event is for folks 21 and older. The Wind River Casino Event Center is located at 2100 Rancheria Road in Reading. More information and tickets information can be found at windriver.com. Look for the 2025 Shasta County Polar Plunge to take place on Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Oak Bottom Marina, located at 12485 California Highway 299 in Whiskey Town. Help make a splash for Special Olympics. Every plunger that raises at least $125 will receive a Polar Plunge T-shirt and lunch. To register or for more information, visit Special Olympics Northern California at SONC.org. That's SONC.org. There will be a community blood drive on Sunday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Mountain Gate Volunteer Fire Department, located at 14508 Wonderland Boulevard. For more information, visit vitalent.org. Now, next Monday is President's Day, so I won't be here in the morning, but I did want to give our listeners a heads up. The Reading Bridal Show will take place next Sunday, February 23rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium, located at 700 Auditorium Drive. The event is scheduled to start at 12 noon and run till 4 p.m. This event is being hosted by NorCal Weddings, and more information can be found online at norcalweddings.com. Again, the Reading Bridal Show will be next Sunday, February 23rd. And finally, Shasta Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside chipping program for area residents. The goal of this free service is to help residents in reducing fuel and also improve defensible space around their homes. Depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. For more information on this free curbside chipping program, call 530-360-0120 or visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook. And that is a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Enjoy the rest of the week, everyone.
Thank you, Anne Marie. Gosh, even on Wednesday, you're still all pumped up. What kind of coffee or tea do you drink?
I haven't had any coffee today, just a little bit of ice water. I like my ice water.
Yeah, and where do you get that water from? Just wondering if it keeps you, if you keep that fired up. Anyway, thank you so much, and have a wonderful week.
Okay, catch you next time.
All right. Okay, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. Auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes can answer all your insurance questions. Give them a call at 530-224-2345. We're going to take a break. We come back. We got Matt Mosley from President and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank.
I
National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading. Welcome back. 7:20 in the morning here on Wednesday the 12th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Worst has been with us since the day we started here 15 years ago, if you can imagine that. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Worst. He's been doing it for about 30 years now. He is truly from the old school. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it, and he'll fix it and guarantee it. Don't take chances with your family safety. Why don't you come on down for a free inspection and analysis? Have him look at that windshield and see if he can repair it. And he can repair almost all of them. But if he can't, he's going to send you to somebody he trusts. It's going to give you a great windshield at very fair prices. So, hey, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And speaking of local, I'm here with the local boy done good, Matt Mosley.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I actually am going to use Crackmaster. That was a good plug. I'm good. I've just realized I got to get my windshield replaced, so thank you.
Well, you know, if he can catch that chip, he fixed probably an 8-10-inch crack on my windshield 15 years ago. Still can't see it on that, my old F-150. And everybody that goes there is just, you know, swears mine.
Right.
So, yeah, he's a good guy too. So I saw something online and your very personable self saying that you all were merging. Cornerstone is merging.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Okay.
I mean, this is kind of like close hold.
Yeah. You know, because both of these companies are publicly traded,
yeah,
you have to really keep your cards close to your vest as you're just kind of talking through what are the possibilities, what could this look like, until you get to a position where what we call a definitive agreement is signed, where both parties agree, their boards unanimously agree and say, yep, we're going to move forward with this, and then you announce. Because you really don't want anything slipping and having, you know, room for, you know, someone trading based on that information.
Mm-hmm.
And so really keep it close.
Yeah, like going out and buying as many shares as you can.
Yeah, I mean, our stock went up by $12 a share, you know, overnight. So, you know, you want to protect against that.
I have a funny story I'm going to tell you during the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. So of course, no, you've got to do that.
Yeah, but it's, like I said, you know, I think you saw my video.
Oh, yeah. I played it again.
Wait, did I hear
this
right? No, yeah. It's incredibly exciting. You know, it makes sense on so many levels, but, you know, I look at it from, you know, our customers first. What does it look like for our customers? How will this impact them positively and negatively? And it's positives across the board for our customers. One of the coolest things, and it's incredibly appealing, is we both have the same online banking profile,
mm-hmm,
and so our platform. And so our customers aren't going to have to learn something new. They'll be like, oh, this is exactly what I'm used to. Great. You know, because we spent a lot of money investing in that online banking platform a couple of years ago.
Well, when I shifted over totally,
yeah,
to Cornerstone, I mean, I've been with, you know, I mean, all of my, and I will tell you the truth here. Part of it was because I had bill pay.
Yeah.
And it was a burden. But it's like that with anybody. It's a burden on me because I had to take all the other, you know, ones from this one bank and shift it over the years. Now your people helped me and all that, so they made it easy. But it was still, you know, I finally just, you know, I had to say, well, you know what, I'm doing it.
Bite the bullet.
Yeah, bit the bullet, did it. Everything's come over. And then when I had a problem with one of them, called your people, they jumped on it. So I don't think it's a problem anymore. I haven't heard anything.
No.
It's just, you know, but after doing that, and then I heard, oh, Plumas, am I going to have to go back and do this again?
No, that's the great thing. So that'll be really smooth and streamlined. And then also the depth of products. They've got more product offerings they're a little bit bigger bank than we are. So you've got that. And then additionally, it expands our branch network. So from, you know, our North Valley area of, you know, of Red Bluff, Anderson, Redding, we have 4 branches, and they have 15 branches, including a place you went to this Sunday, which is Reno.
They also have one in Susanville.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was driving by.
Yep. So, and so from a customer standpoint, you have that piece, and then also they're very community focused. That they grew up in Quincy. 44 years ago is when that bank started,
mm-hmm,
from the little town of Quincy, and most of their branches are rural branches. So they get the idea of serving on the team of, you know, coaching a soccer team with your customer and seeing your customer in the grocery store and that kind of accountability like we have in this town. So that's really cool. So from a customer's perspective, makes a lot of sense. From an employee perspective, this, you know, being a bigger company, there's more room for our employees to grow. There's more It gives us more lending capacity, so we can loan more money out, which is helpful for, you know, especially for our loan officers that, you know, are gunning, wanting to get money out there. And then it allows just for further employee development with not a lot of overlap. So there's times, and I've seen mergers go through that are not very good, you know, where you've got a big company from, you know, out of the area called Portland or something that comes down and buys up a community bank and
Umpqua.
it could be, yeah. But you've seen times where a big bank from out of the area comes in and they completely change the culture of the bank and the social structure of the bank. And for me, that's super important that we don't have that. And then from the shareholder side, it makes a lot of sense. You know, our stock's very thinly traded. It's harder to buy and sell shares. And Plumas has a lot more volume and pays a dividend. So our shareholders are going to benefit big time as well. So it works on a lot of areas. And, you know.
I have so many questions.
Okay, let's go. Why don't you go? Rather than me do my spiel, you.
No, we've got to hear this. But Matt Mosley, Matt, before I get into that, people have heard your name, or the Mosley name now, for a long time. Tell us a little bit about you. Now that you you made that announcement, because we got till 8 o'clock. So, Matt Mosley, you started in, are you a local guy? Because it seems like you've been here forever, but
yeah,
I actually
got here before my parents did. That's my
what
claim
it
to
was.
Fame.
Yeah.
So I got here in 99. I went to Simpson. Moved up from the Bay Area, never looked back.
Okay.
Said, I love it up here. I never want to move away. In 07, my brother and sister-in-law moved up here from down south. And then in 2009, my parents moved up.
Okay. Because I moved here in 07, and you were here already.
Yep.
And when did you get into banking? Was that right away?
Yeah, so I started as a teller.
Okay.
I started as a teller in the late 90s, and when I moved up here to Simpson, I was a teller for Wells Fargo Bank for a hot minute, and then I switched over to North Valley Bank.
Okay.
And that was kind of off to the races at that point. I was finishing college, and my manager at the time, Joy Lydell, who's a retired banker, she's like a second mom to me, she said, hey, what are you going to do when you finish college? Because I was doing night school through Simpson, the Aspire program. And I said, I'm getting the heck out of banking. I think I said heck. And
well, you went to Simpson, so you probably
did. Yeah. And so she said, well, what about if I took you off the teller line and I had you learn commercial loans? I was like, all right, sure. So I started learning commercial loans back in 2003, somewhere around there. And kind of found that I had a knack for it, and just opportunity after opportunity arose, and I started, accelerating in my career doing commercial lending.
Mm-hmm.
And North Valley Bank was going to be sold to a big bank out of the area, and so at that point I left because I want to work at a community bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my, that's where my joy and my passion is. And so bounced around to a couple community banks for a handful of years. And then also accelerated growth and knowledge and took more schooling and then went through graduate banking school up in Seattle. And in 2011.
Was that an online type thing?
No,
or
it's
you
in
went
person.
Up there.
Yeah, go up there. It's remote coursework and then on campus 2 weeks a year for three different sessions.
Yeah. And when was that?
That was 09 until 2011. And then.
Because we met you. I just want to say this is the first person we talked to, because you need money to start a radio station. It helps if you have millions, but if you don't, you got to have a good banker. And
yep.
we started with Matt over at
Five Star at the time.
At Five Star.
Yeah.
And Eric Wittstrom was
yep.
there too.
Yep.
And you talk about stars lining up. I mean, how it lined up for us to meet you. And then Eric on this thing.
I remember those days.
Oh my gosh, it was like the Wild West.
It was so fun.
How do you get a loan for a radio station when nobody knows what it's, anything about radio, including us?
Yeah.
But you all made it work.
Well, but that's the testament of community banking.
That's a community
so
bank.
We knew you and said, okay, there's this community supports Carl and DeButt. It was on the spot. No, it wasn't on the – what was it? What was the name of your radio station before?
Free Fire Media.
No,
oh, that
a
one.
Show.
It was It was for Linda had. She had on the spot.
Yeah.
But we also, but it's always been Free Fire Radio.
Okay. Well, but your names were known. And so when you came to us, we said, okay.
We were over at, for a hot minute over at the other station until on Friday they wanted to expand the show, and then they got bought by somebody. And on Monday we all put our stuff in a little cardboard box and walked out.
Well,
and that's what started it.
Well, and then you found your way to us, and we financed
it.
And now it's so cool because all. So this is like going back. This is what I love about community banking, is all those years ago. That's 14, 15 years ago.
Starting our 15th year.
Now look at us. Like we've done business together for all these years, and I'm looking around the studio right now, and this is so cool. I love seeing dreams come true, and so. So that's one of the things that's kept me inspired in banking, and that's what inspires our team is, sometimes we have to take a little bit of a risk, but you manage your risk, and you get to watch amazing things happen.
Yeah. Okay, I'm here with Matt Mosley, who is the CEO, president of Cornerstone Community Bank, but we're going to be talking about that over the next half hour because there are some changes coming here. Let me see. This portion of the show, let me see. Usually I say it's brought to you by Cornerstone Bank, but since I have you here.
Give it to somebody else.
I'll give it to somebody else today. Let me see who that'll be. Four Winds Jewelry, of course. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. They are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, been there for around 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter, all work at Four Winds Jewelry right there. They've got great selections of jewelry, very fair prices. Rebecca and Henry and Leonard, just nice people to deal with. I can't say I've thought about it. I can't think of anything that could be even close to being negative about Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and it's, guess what? It's Valentine's Day, and if you're looking for that special piece of jewelry, I'd head down there today and talk to them. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Like the bank to the river. If you ever feel like you are not, gonna break all your mirrors. Make the truth a little clearer. Wanna hold you close, but never hold you back. Be the banks for you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop. to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios in downtown Reading on Market Street. Good morning, everybody. 12th of February, 7:36 in the morning. It's going to be going up to about 52 today. It's about the thermometer reading on my computer says it's 28 degrees out there. Could be. It was pretty chilly this morning. At 7:36 in the morning, and I'm here with Matt Mosley, who is the president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and made the announcement last week or the week before last that Plumas Bank and Cornerstone are merging, and we're going to talk about this. So what is this going to look like to all of us Cornerstone people?
Well, it'll
because I'm sure that's, you know, I mean, people are going, are we going to not go to our same branch, see our people?
No, that's a non-negotiable. All the branches are going to stay.
Okay.
And so it'll have the same feel, the same people in every branch. And at some point later this year, we'll put a different brand. We're going to take Plumas's logo.
Okay.
And for me, that is hard. You know, that's something that, you know, I love our bank. I love our logo. I love what we have. And, you know, but when I think about it, like, yeah, the brand is a brand, you know, and we'll take their name. That's fine. But the heart of our team and the heart of who we are in the community doesn't change. And that's a non-negotiable for me. And it's a non-negotiable for Plumas. They don't want to make those changes. They see what we've created, and we look at what we've created plus what Plumas has created, and the math looks more like a 1 + 1 = 3.
You know, okay.
Because what we can do now together is compelling. And so it's super exciting. But for customers, you're going to walk in and you're still going to see Abby at the new accounts desk. You're going to see, you know, you're going to see Zianna at the teller line. If you go downtown, you're going to, you know, you're going to
see. And you're not closing any of the branches.
No.
And see, that's really important because, you know, you've got one right down the street here. And I mean, I don't have to go out and search. And frankly, you know, you want your banking to be as easy as you can. You know, where you can be there, you can get online. I'm online a couple times a day, you know, on the bank accounts, you know, bill pay, all those things. And none of that's going to change.
Nope.
It's
just
going to expand the capabilities you have.
Expand the products, expand the branches. And it would really be counterproductive to put these banks together and make a bunch of changes. Because the last thing we want to do is upset a bunch of customers. You know, that's, you know, we're mutually dependent on each other. You know, our customers need us. We need our customers. And so we want to make this thing just smooth and, you know, be able to expand the offerings that we have.
Well, now you said Plumas has started out as a local bank up in
Quincy.
Quincy.
The thriving metropolis of Quincy.
And who started a bunch of ranchers up there?
Pretty much, yeah.
There's a bank down in Fallbrook, California, started by avocado growers. People don't realize how many avocados are grown down there, and they wanted better deals, so they started their own bank. All it takes is money, I guess. Well, there's more to it now, but back then that's all it took. So how big is How many? They've got, what, 15?
15 branches.
I know you said one in Reno. I know there's one in Susanville. I don't know how many are here in town.
There's one here in town over by
okay.
the mall.
Okay.
And there's great bankers at that branch, so I'm excited.
So now they've got five branches.
Yep, five branches in this area.
In the area.
Yep.
Right.
And then there's a branch in Chico. There's a branch in Yuba City. There's a branch in Truckee, in Tahoe, Carson City, Reno. There's Alturas, Fall River.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're covering the rural areas out here.
Yep.
You're the
which
bank
is,
out there.
Which is what's one of the things that's important to me is they were born and raised as a community bank.
Right.
And we were born and raised as a community bank. And so we that's something that's non-negotiable on our side.
Well, started in 1980.
You know what else came in 1980? The CEO of Cornerstone.
You were born then?
Yeah.
You were born then? 1980? Not going to go there. Not going to go there.
All right, Dad.
I do remember. I remember the first time I met you. I mean, nice kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it
looks like I was still in high school at the time.
You still do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
a few more grays now.
Maybe a few more grays. Okay, so what this will allow then, more branches than that. We can use our. Are we going to get new cards and everything?
Yeah. Well, it's in time.
In time,
you'll get new
it's
cards.
Not going to be.
Yeah.
Like, okay. When is this going to? When does this become official?
Yeah. So it's official at this point. Subject to right.
Okay.
So it's subject to our shareholder approval, which should be a no brainer in my mind. And then it's also subject to regulatory approval. Everything you do in banking, the Fed and the state are looking over your shoulder. And so we'll be applying for regulatory approval. Don't see any issues with that. And then once that's all set and our shareholders vote, we're targeting potentially as early as July, but sometime in the third quarter.
Okay. Now, when you look at the Plumas history, it says a time they could, there's a time we could walk into a bank and feel at home. A time when people knew you by your name, not by a number. We miss those times. And that's the way Cornerstone is.
100%.
I mean, that could have been taken
right
out of you all. And it talks about their growth here and how they bought a branch here. But it's all in places like Portola, Greenville, Quincy, again, Fall River Mills. These are rural banks.
Yeah. And it makes sense also from a balance sheet perspective, because if you look at, you know, they've got a really established deposit base in these rural communities, and we have a thriving lending market down here.
Right.
And so we have to raise deposits to loan money to reinvest in our community. So they raise a lot of deposits. We make a lot of loans. We reinvest in our mutual community. Wow, it's like I practiced that. That's how.
Oh
great.
Yeah, but see, and you all have won national level awards for being one
yes.
of the best small banks in the nation.
We both have,
and they're in the NASDAQ.
Yes,
I don't know what you have to do to get in the NASDAQ, but
certain size and accounting requirements.
Okay, and it's still, and you know the leadership over there.
Yes,
you said you're good friends with them, and I'm sure that had some of it to do with it because you could trust them.
It does, and. Everything that is valuable comes out of relationship and hard work. And so we've done the hard work on growing this bank. They've done the hard work. And then the value component of knowing each other is really important because I'm overseeing our bank. And I don't want to do anything.
Oh, yeah. That's, by the way, that's important. Is Matt Esteen.
Yes.
Of course – there's only one CEO, but you're the number two guy in the whole banking system
yep.
then.
Yep. And so, but for me, being in the CEO role, it's my responsibility to take care of our customers and our team. And so to look at something like this is very important to make sure you don't miss anything. And there has to be a level of trust. And so Andy, the CEO of Plumas, and I have become friends over the last, handful of years. We go mountain biking together and really developed a friendship and, building and launching something like this out of a level of trust and friendship is highly important. That's one of the values I hold dear is relationships. And actually that's what Cornerstone holds dear with our customers is relationships. So,
So
being able to know and trust and be able to have the conversations with Andy where, usually when a combination like this occurs, the CEO is one of the first to go. You know, and so
yeah,
and
in yeah, this, no, that's what happens.
In this case, it's very unique because they have Andy has no desire to watch me walk away. I'm pretty young too. I need to work a handful of more years. And but also there's value to relationships that I've built in the community. And so I'll be overseeing this market area, you know, this North Valley area like I do right now.
Which is really probably one of the largest market areas that they would have.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, our Red Bluff branch and our Redding Hartnell branch both are bigger than any of their branches. And so it's a big, you know, so this is a, you know, a highly important area for them and for us. And so I'll be reporting to Andy Ryback, the CEO of Plumas, and then I'll be overseeing this marketplace.
Okay. I'm here with Matt Mosley, CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. They and Plumas have merged, and it'll take place probably in about the third quarter this year, this summer. We're talking about how that is advantageous in so many different ways for the Cornerstone customers and the Plumas customers, that their people are staying on, they're not closing any branches, and their online presence is going to stay the same. Okay.
You said that better than I did.
Well, I just listened to what you said. And, you know, I just regurgitate it, you know. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and hefty morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Cornerstone Bank. Oh, okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Carl and Linda Butt, and today the 12th of February, Wednesday, 7:15 morning. I'm here with Matt Mosley, who is the CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. They made the big news announcement a week or so ago. They are merging with Plumas, which, and everybody immediately goes, oh, I really like Cornerstone. Well, Matt's staying. The branches are all staying. Yep. The online presence isn't going to change. What this does is opens up more opportunities for the customers, larger depth. When you're going to places, like if you're going through Susanville or Quincy or Reno, you can get to a ATM that doesn't charge you $6. You know, to use. So there's going to be like 19 branches out there, and it's still a community bank. If you see where Plumas is, I mean, they're out there in Alturas. I mean, they're out there in the rural areas. So it isn't Bank of America.
Yes. God. Yes. And
I'm sorry, but if you had merged with Bank of America, I'd have left.
Well, I would have left too.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is too.
Yeah.
Is when you look at this, being able to retain your community identity, mm-hmm. and then also that allows us to protect ourselves so that we can stay a community bank. Because, you know, it's hard to compete as a small business, right. As you know, you're competing against the serious.
Every other, we're the last. Yeah. We're the last locally owned one. Yeah.
And I do not want to see that change. And I don't want to become a bigger super regional bank. I want to be our, that's why I left when North Valley was going to get bought by Sterling Bank back in 2007. That deal fell through, but mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to go work for a big regional bank. The regional banks will say, oh, this is great. We're a community bank. Yeah, but they're not. Like,
they're not.
Decisions are made elsewhere. And this allows us to protect against some regional bank trying to, you know, take us out. And so we're more efficient now. We've got depth of products. We are able to lend more money, and we're a safer organization altogether when we combine. So, I mean, it hits on every single level.
Well, it does. And again, we go back into it that we've been advertising. Well, you've been advertising with us for years. And it comes down to the fact that I can sit in here and read that or look at it. I don't have to read it anymore about it's community bank, board of directors, the president. The people, they all know your name. It's like the Cheers of banks.
But alcohol after 5.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I, the one thing that I have pushed up every year during, about having a taco Tuesday, but
that's a great
it's
idea.
Never gotten off the ground, it appears, but you do have ice cream month and there's ice cream in there and, you know, and when it's real hot during the summer, you got water.
Yep.
What I mean is you get that feeling, like when we do RABA, the Reading Area Bus Authority, raising money. It's right there at Cornerstone.
Yep.
And, you know, they've got room out there, but you all support it so well.
Yeah.
Make sure that we've got electricity, and then you bring in food and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's things like that.
Yeah.
That you feel like when you go in, like I have no problem at all when people are saying, well, gosh, you know, I said, go in to see Jamie if it's about a business, or go in there and take a, you know, about talking about Cornerstone. I mean, it's not like there's anything wrong with the other banks, except Bank of America. hey, I'm sorry. I saw what they did to a couple of my friends.
Yeah.
But that's why you want to have a local bank. Is somebody that you can go in there and you can deal, and you deal with them as people that you know.
Yeah.
And that's a huge plus.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that goes back to the relationship piece. You ultimately bank with the person, you know, that you deal with. You don't bank with the brand, you know, and we have great people, and we've got great people with great relationships. And you know, we like the other aspect that I'm very, very proud of is, you know, although we have really good banks in our area, you know, our competitors are great. I wouldn't say bad things about any of our competitors.
Not.
One thing that we have to our advantage, though, before this transaction and after this transaction, is we will still be the only bank, community bank, that has local decision making. Do you look around at all the other banks?
That's huge.
Their decisions are made in other communities, and that's not changing. And so that's really, really important, and that will set us apart. It'll continue to set us apart.
You can make the decisions in for the areas down here.
Yep.
Not about, you know, oh, hey, let's go build a new branch right here. No, but that you're not expecting.
But I will have.
But you could have input on that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, maybe you would have some of this. Well, you know, and that's the thing, is that local decision-making, you know, we talked about other stations. Their decisions aren't made here.
Yep.
And I know, just by personal experience with people and friendships, that it gets, you know, gets gnarly at times, mm-hmm. because they're making decisions from 2,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And on local things.
It feels disempowering as an employee.
Yeah. And that's one thing. If I make the wrong decision, Linda, I make the wrong decision. We live with it because we did it. Mm-hmm. It's not having it superimposed on you.
Yeah.
And that's good that you have local autonomy here.
Yeah. And I've worked for other banks before I came to Cornerstone, you know, almost 14 years ago. And so I remember what it's like to go to loan committee with a loan for a company that's well known here in our area. Yeah. And loan committee's out of the area. And they're like, who is that? Nah. Yeah. And you're like, no, just listen to me. This is a great company. And so it's so frustrating to not
and still
be able
not get it.
And still not get it.
Yeah. Well, see, that is the beauty of a local bank, local people that know the area and know the businesses. There's no surprises there.
Yeah.
And like you said, you take a look at the people and say, you know what? We're betting on them. Mm-hmm. We don't know about the business, but if they're involved in it, then they're going to do everything they can to make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. We paid you all back.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for doing that, by the way.
Yeah. You're welcome. You know. I was either that or lose the house. Yeah. You know, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, we've got like 2 minutes left. What do you want people to leave with, Matt?
I think one of the important things is that people will kind of be patient with the process, but know that we're not going to make significant changes and ruin everybody's lives or their banking. Like, it's going to be
of course
so,
not.
It's
going to
be
not.
So smooth. And the other thing I would say is, if you love banking with us, tell your friends. Like you do. You do a great job of sending business to us.
And,
and it's vitally important for a community bank to continue to grow the relationships we have. I don't need a bunch of million-dollar accounts, savings accounts and checking accounts and stuff. That's great. But I want the mom and pops. I want the individuals. I like to see students. We have student checking. I love to see our high school students come in and open their first bank account. Like, that gives us so much joy.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get into their little heads, if you save this much a month, by the time you're 50, you're going to be a millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's, that's huge.
Yeah,
I wish somebody had done
interest.
That to me.
Yeah.
I think my dad did.
But yeah,
and I ignored him.
But I think the important thing is to just, for us, we want to continue to grow our presence in this community.
Yes.
And we want to invite people to come and experience banking with us. And every person that I've talked to that has established a relationship with us comes back later and says, I can't believe I didn't do that earlier.
Only thing I can say, my friends, and there's lots of you out there listening, is that I have doing business with Cornerstone, and I don't see that's going to change a bit, has been made our life a lot easier. It just has, because of the way the people work with you. You know, if you got a question, they answer it.
Yeah.
And it all starts at the top with Matt.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Carl.
Well, no, I mean, if you're Bank America, you wouldn't be sitting here.
Mm-mm.
But this is our bank. Cornerstone is our bank, and Plumas Cornerstone will be our bank.
Yeah, I love it.
Community bank at its best. Okay, buddy. After the break, we're going to go. I had a guest, but he texted me last night, and he has got whatever's going around, and he's down hard. So it gives me a chance now to talk about the halftime at the Super Bowl. And all the consternation and people texting me at 10 o'clock at night. This is what it meant.
We'll
talk about that when we get back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate is gearing up for a confirmation vote on President Trump's nominee for National Intelligence Director. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley says Tulsi Gabbard is well qualified.
Gabbard's job will be simply to make sure that the intelligence community is able to provide the best, unbiased information to help President Trump make the proper decision.
The confirmation vote was originally planned for yesterday, but a snowstorm upended the schedule. The vote had to be moved to today. President Trump is vowing to abide by any court rulings that might block his administration's actions.
After just 3 weeks in office, the president is facing a long list of legal challenges to his executive orders. He's unhappy that federal judges have temporarily blocked his agenda, but says he will follow judicial decisions.
Well, I always abide by the courts, and then I'll have to appeal it. But then what he's done is he slowed down the momentum.
Last weekend, however, Vice President Vance claimed that judges aren't allowed to control the president's legitimate power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
When it comes to the work of DOGE, a panel charged by the president with streamlining government and ending wasteful spending, panel chair Elon Musk says there's nothing draconian about it. He says it's simply a matter of common sense. Pennsylvania teacher Mark Fogel is back home, freed from a Russian prison under a deal negotiated by President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Fogel was arrested in 2021 for possessing a small amount of medical marijuana. The president says another American is due for release today. The January inflation report came in hotter than expected. That sent Wall Street lower. The Dow is down 267 points, while the Nasdaq is off 58 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do. Never give up.
No Address, starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington, in theaters February 28th. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
China is condemning the U.S. for sending two naval vessels through the Taiwan Strait.
For many years, U.S. Navy ships have frequently sailed through the Taiwan Strait, the waterway that separates Taiwan from China. These missions reinforce the idea that those two sides are separate entities, even though China believes Taiwan to be part of its own territory. This first operation through the strait by U.S. warships under President Trump suggests that this is one U.S. foreign policy that is not changing, at least not yet. China, predictably, reacted angrily to the transit.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Indian Prime Minister Modi is kicking off a visit to Washington. He's eager to avoid tariffs that have been slapped on others and threats of further taxes on imports. India, a key strategic partner of the U.S., has, so far at least, been spared any new tariffs. News and analysis, townhall.com. Big losses from the Southern California wildfires spell red ink for a state insurance fund.
California's plan that provides insurance to homeowners who cannot get private insurance needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the Los Angeles wildfires. The FAIR plan is an insurance pool that all major private insurers pay into. The plan then issues policies to people who cannot get private insurance because their properties are deemed to be too risky to insure. California State Insurance Department says it's the first time that the FAIR plan has sought approval for additional money in more than 30 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Heavy snow and freezing rain caused hundreds of crashes in Virginia, left tens of thousands of residents in the dark as the central Appalachians and parts of the mid-Atlantic states brace now for heavy rains. National Weather Service says 14 inches of snow fell over a 24-hour period in Iron Gate, Virginia, as of last night. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in downtown Reading, looking out on the world in our window of the world. Today, the 12th of February, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is pushing all the buttons here.
Trying my best.
And she pushes my buttons now and then. But, and, you know, hey, that's our producer's job, right?
I feel it's a teamwork because we all have to be in tonus.
We all have to be in what?
In tonus, you know, like to be...
In harness.
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, here's the thing, is she speaks softly and quickly. And she does have a little bit of an accent. And when she says things to me, I'll be looking at her, and I say, take two steps closer and talk louder. Because, you know, hey, you know, my ears aren't what they used to be.
Okay, let's also be honest. It's morning, so sometimes in the morning I have to put more pressure and more power in my jaw to speak.
In your jaw?
Exactly, because, I mean, okay. English is kind of different. For example, name Drew. Yes, it's a really popular name in America. But for me to spell this name, I have to put my lower jaw up. Or it sounds like...
Okay. Well, English is not an it's not an easy language. It's,
I
mean, when you've got three different twos, two, two, and two, you know, I'm going two. It's too many. There's two of them. I mean, there's other things, too. I mean, exactly. Of course, I don't know about Ukrainian. I know Croatian was... I gave up after a week. I mean, I've been to other language immersion courses that have helped me, and the government sent me to for a variety of reasons. But when I got into that, maybe it's because it was a voluntary type course, but I wanted to learn Croatian, which is the same thing as learning Serbian.
I agree, and
Serbian,
also
Serbian Croatian. It's and you can't. I mean, I couldn't tell, but a Serb and a Croatian. Could tell when they're talking because the emphasis on vowels are different in letters, and they could tell if they were talking to a Serbian could tell if he's talking to a Croatian just in the first instant, where they had for years they had their dictionary was Serbian Croatian dictionary. That's what it was, and then they after the war it became the Serbian, then it became the Croatian.
It's the same like we, Ukrainians and Russians, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, you can speak Russian, right?
I can speak Russian, but Russians don't understand me. That's the thing.
Well,
all Ukrainians will understand Russian, but, like, no Russian woman understand Ukrainian.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons. You know what? It was probably like you were saying, don't come across that border, and they just didn't understand it.
I feel it happened like that.
It was an accident one night. A bunch of drunk Russians just came across the border. Okay. Hey, today, the 12th, is also International Day for the Prevention of Violent Extremism as and when conducive to terrorism day.
Thank you for helping.
Well, that's a big, I didn't know that. And here's what Christina does. She'll look it up, even if she's not quite sure what it means, but she'll give it to us because she's pretty sure we'll know what it means. And then we can talk about it.
I can say I understand it's important, but I tried a few times to read in volume, and it's really not that
well, exactly. This is a hard one. I mean, it's, first of all, it's like two and three, so three and four syllable words here. And all it is what it says is we should try to prevent violent extremism and terrorism. That's what it should be saying. It shouldn't be reading out 18 words when all it's saying is, hey, this is, how about we try to prevent violent extremism and terrorism? Yeah, okay. Let's talk weather.
In future, I will know English better, and it will be easier for me to rephrase it. But thank you for helping at this point.
Well, I'm always. So we're going, you know. You'll say words that I'll look at you, and you look at me, And you're thinking, is that the right word? And I'm thinking, that's pretty close, but that's not what she wants to say. Everybody here takes it in stride. And because you'll usually say, is that what I meant? Or something like that.
Yes, I do that because I really want people to understand me right, because sometimes, as their work too.
Yeah.
It can be also really confused, and I can be rude, but I don't mean to be rude.
No, and here's the other thing. Linda's got her own words, too. I call them Linda-isms. She combines sayings like it's on the tip of my lips instead of the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip of my lips. And she's got other words or phrases that she just makes up in her Linda-isms, but I know what they mean because it makes sense. What she's saying is just not the right words. And that's what happens with you sometimes. What you're saying is making sense, but it's not the right words to describe it.
Who created those languages so hard?
I don't know. The whole thing is to make it just so that you have to really work at it. Okay, hey, let's talk some weather here. Today, it's going to be starting to get cloudy, starting right now. It's going to be showers tonight, mainly after 10 o'clock, and a low around 37. Now, Thursday, showers and a low around 43. Friday, showers likely before 10 a.m., but then it's going to start clearing up. But there's still a chance of precipitation of 70%, and partly cloudy Friday night with a low around 39. Now, Saturday, mostly cloudy with showers likely during the night. Sunday showers and Washington's birthday, a chance of showers, but also partly sunny. So we're still going to get showers, but it's also starting to start to clear up some. Maybe a couple of days of showers, 3 or 4 days of sunshine, a couple more days of showers. Now, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas and Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, the Kenny family. They've had it for about 30 years. They're into the third generation of Kennys that are working at the company. They provide just outstanding service to their customers. I can't say enough of one about this business and the Kenny family. Just really genuinely good people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They will get that propane to you when you need it. And they've got systems set up so it tells them that, oh, we need to get out there this week so we can refill the tank. And you don't even have to worry about it. They just come on out and fill the tank for you. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, I'm going to take an early break. Let's take an early break, and let me real quick just talk about, we got two fundraisers coming up. We got one fundraiser coming up and one awards banquet, both of them on the same night. The Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet is going to be, and that's open to everybody. It's going to be March 8th at the Wind River Eagle Room. You need to call Debbie Johnson at 530-357-3380. To just make a reservation. It's open to everybody. They're going to have great raffle items, a Glock 26, $340 worth of R&R meats, and a wind generator, dual-fuel portable generator, which I bought my chances on for that. And they're going to give out the Advocate of the Year Award. And it's a good time. It's a great event. On the same night, and that's going to be at Wind River, on the same night, you have the Flags and Flowers fundraiser dinner for Preston Sharp, and all the proceeds there go to buying the flags and the flowers to put on our fallen heroes' graves. That's going to be at the VFW in Anderson. Doors open at 4. Tickets are $50. And for tickets, you can call 530-515-3825 or stop by the Flag Center on Hilltop Drive. So, both of them, same night. And both of them are great events, and both need to be supported. Okay, 8:14 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading. 8:18 in the morning. And by the way, Linda's not going to be here this week. Because she's on leave. She's got vacation and prep time because she's got a lot of stuff coming up, singing and all those things. And so, when you're building shows, you've also got to build all the music and write all the music, all the parts, 7-piece band, this whole thing. It's not something you just pull out of a computer and go, okay, everybody, let's play this. No, it doesn't work like that. I mean, it's hours and hours and hours. So she's taking this week to prepare for a couple of upcoming events. And I shouldn't say it's a vacation because it's not, because she's got all the other things that she does. Now, let's talk about the Super Bowl. I didn't get a chance. That's where we were. We were coming back Monday. We'd spent Sunday in Reno, and we go to the Super Bowl every year with our friends. And go to the Super Bowl party at the Silver Legacy, and, you know, it's like 1,000 people in there, but they got screens everywhere, and it's got a 50-yard buffet. I mean, everything you can imagine, and an open bar. Which, that in itself is fun to watch. If you don't drink, which I don't very much. But the game, of course, was the most valuable player, obviously, was the defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles. As they just, and Linda, Linda said on Saturday, she says Philadelphia's going to beat them. She says, and she's not a football aficionado by any means. She still has problems with, you know, going for two points after the touchdown. And she says, I'm not quite sure I understand it. But she knows, and she watches, and she says, that they play smash mouth football. I said, smash mouth? She goes, oh, yeah. And he said, that line, she says, it's like the old, you know, like the old Green Bay Packers or the, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers. She says, I've read about those. And they did. They didn't blitz one time. They didn't have to. Every time Patrick Mahomes took three steps back, they were taking four steps forward. So anyway, everybody's seen that. But the big consternation, it appears, is the halftime show with Kendrick Tucker. I think I got his name right. And here's the thing. I don't really pay that much attention to the halftime shows. I just don't. There's the game, and then there's the commercials. So the commercials are obviously something you want to watch. Even this year, the commercials, you know, there were some really good ones and some that, just like in every Super Bowl. Okay, let's talk halftime. It was a rap, hip-hop type of performance. Now, I've seen lots of comments on Facebook about why they said, what is this? What's going on? And then I got I saw a Facebook post from somebody from here in town that said, and she passed this on from a friend of hers, or what, something she had read. And it said essentially, I don't understand the halftime. I didn't understand the halftime. But when I researched it, and she got in and got all these things like, you know, the entertainer. I mean, this guy is accomplished. I mean, he is accomplished. He won a Pulitzer Prize for music writing. He is, you know, he's a businessman. He doesn't drink or use drugs. He's, you know, family guy. He is a tour de force, I guess, in rap music. But when, as soon as she said, if you have to go in and research and see this is what it really means, you lost me. I'm sorry. A halftime show at the Super Bowl, in my opinion, I mean, and it's got nothing to do with him because he is obviously great, superb at what he does, top. And the show itself with all the moving parts, choreography, all that. A halftime show to me is not something you need to think about. Halftime show is you look at it because it's in between. It's in between the two halves. It's in between you getting up and walking around, talking to friends or whatever. It's something you can look at, and that you don't have to research it to know what's going on. And that was my thing about it. Not, you know, and the fact is I'm of a generation that hip-hop and rap wasn't around when I was young. And it is something, it is a form of music that I've never been able to get into. I'm not apologizing for it because, you know, I don't get into some classical, I don't get into some blues, I don't get into some, I sure as heck don't get into heavy metal. Okay. Or grunge. I mean, there's lots of music I don't get into.
We can try.
Huh?
We can try to get into it.
Well, I'm not going to try and get into something that I'm really not interested in. It's like reading, a history book on ancient Egyptians from 100 years before Cleopatra. I mean, it's obviously a well-written book. It's won awards, but I'm not going to read it because I'm not into that.
Can what? I mention something?
You can mention it, of course.
I know, I was also never in rap and other styles of music as you are, but because I haven't understand them because it was in English and so fast. But now, even like something really popular songs, for example, Eminem. he was popular for a while when I was like a baby still. And only now, since after 2 years I'm living in America, I understand all the words and meaning, like what the people was putting in those songs. So like, in this case, like I never listen rap, I never listen rock music, but it's because like it's a part of American culture. I'm trying to learn it right now and see what's...
Well, it is. It, okay. And I will thoroughly agree with you. It's a part of the culture. Of certain cultures. And this goes across the board. It's not just all, it's just not all black. It's not just all white. I mean, it goes across the board. But it's not something that I am going to research to know what they're talking about. You know, to, well, this is what this means and this is why he did it. Okay. And that's great. When Brooks and Dunn sing My Maria, I know that. I don't have to look at it. I don't have to go into Wikipedia or online and go, what did this mean? I know what it means. It's just out there, blah, blah, blah. And same thing with, you know, I mean, that's why I think it confused a lot of people. You know, it wasn't your typical Super Bowl entertainment, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with pushing things out there that now people are having to research, and then it's all over Facebook. And it doesn't mean that that you are wrong because you didn't understand or you didn't care. And it doesn't mean you're wrong because, oh no, this needed to be said. No, there's no right or wrong here. I'm just saying is for a lot of people, the halftime show didn't appeal to them. And that's okay. Just like if they had come in there with, you know, with a country band, it wouldn't have appealed to a lot of other people. So, but having, you know, having to read things and going and research and, well, this is what it meant. And I read the whole thing. I'm like, okay, I understand what you're saying, but it's just like, no, that's not what you need, you know, for me. At halftime. That is not what, you know what? Get up there, you know, sing, dance, you know, cause, pretty much don't pay attention to it because it's the halftime and they're they try to make it bigger every year. All right, enough of that. I spoke way too much on that, but it was something that I've gone back and forth with people and they said, "Why didn't you? But see, if you looked here and if you read this part, then you'd understand that part." I don't want to do that. I'm to be entertained, you know. Okay.
At this point, I really agree because I wish everything would be more simpler.
That's me. That's what I'm looking for, simplicity in my life.
If you find it, can you please share, please?
I will. I'm trying to share it. Okay, so here's simplicity at the Super Bowl. Next year, have it so that, but see, here's the thing, you're never going to please everybody. So, I'm not the one that makes that decision. I watch the Super Bowl, and even though whether it's a good game or one not so good, you're still there. It's the spectacle of the whole thing. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the street from, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. There are the old Subway, if that's what you remember. Founded in 1960, Cypress Square Barbershop has been in the same location since 1967. They've changed over several times under barbers, but it's been there, and it's been the same group of people have owned it for a long time there. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop. It's where I go to get my hair cut, and I've never been to another place. I truly, truly like barbers Tim and Logan at Cypress Square Barbershop. They give great haircuts, reasonably priced. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have appointments. You know, you can make an appointment so you can roll in, get your haircut, and keep going. Or you can hang out there if you want, reading Car and Track and National Geographic. I call them at 530-244-9478 and set up an appointment, roll in, get my haircut, have a good time, talk to everybody, and leave. Cypress Square Barbershop, not a salon. It's a barbershop. It's also man's last stronghold. 8:30 in the morning here on February the 12th, and we'll be right back.
But life still goes on. Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment, plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Welcome back. Boy, you are hitting it tonight on music there, kiddo.
I just feel like this spring I'm really into music.
Oh. I know you're into rap.
Not really.
Maybe I need to take a class on rap.
I am learning this culture hip-hop as well. I'm not really into rap, if to be honest. I'm more electric girl. I like techno.
What girl?
Electric music.
Electric music. Okay, see, there's another one I'm not. What is electric music? Is that that?
No, it's even that we play, What Is Love, because it has a beat.
Got it.
Like all the disco electric music that
got
there was
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, you know what? It's a great time to start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. Part-time, full-time, a variety of experience and backgrounds, competitive benefits, 401ks, medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, equal opportunity employer. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. Okay, let's talk flooding. Just love stats. Okay. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I was wondering, is it a possibility that maybe you could reach out to Shasta Lake City Council member Greg Watkins, and maybe he could explain to you what they passed an ordinance up here in Shasta Lake in regarding that they supposedly was a grant they passed an ordinance and everything. And they, what I found out, because it happened to my neighbor, that's why. But what happened is they passed an ordinance to allow Reading Police Department to come into our town, meaning their jurisdiction should be the sheriff, because our city is incorporated. And plus, that's the jurisdiction of the sheriff.
Wait. I'm trying to get all this. So you're okay. Saying they passed an ordinance to allow the Reading City Police to what?
To come in and arrest, give people tickets. And my neighbor was arrested on last Saturday, and right like a block away from his house. But I don't understand how they could pass an ordinance to allow
What were they arrested for?
I guess they said, you know, the kidnapping and that kind of, you know,
kidnapping.
Okay.
That's
ex-girlfriend. Right. No, his ex-girlfriend. They
could it be
fight,
is that they have, if they have a warrant for somebody, that they can come in and arrest them if they have a warrant?
Well, a warrant, I know that if they have a warrant, usually goes to the sheriff. You know, it goes from the DA to the sheriff, and then the sheriff issues. So, you know, for his deputies to go out and,
I don't know anything about this because this is the first time I've heard about it. But if they're looking for somebody that's saying, then, you know, the sheriff says, yeah, if you got the warrant, if you want to go arrest them, if it's okay with the city. And the city said, yeah, it's okay. You're going after bad guys.
But here's the thing. I think people need to kind of have a little bit more clarification regarding what and how they have authority to do that, because they also went into my neighbor's house because she had to go get her car. It was left somewhere down the block somewhere, and they impound it. So she, you know, she's an older lady. So it's not like, one of those neighbors or anything. But what I'm saying is she when she came back, there was a receipt inside her house. The Reading Police Department went in there. And she wasn't even in there, so went in there and got all the guns because, you know, that's the first thing they all, you know, making sure that, you know, about the,
it sounds,
you know,
like sounds like a domestic violence, kidnapping, threatening, and so they're taking their guns. They took the car because it was part of the crime.
Right.
You live in a tough neighborhood. Hey, Dolores, you live in a tough neighborhood there.
I don't, actually. I live in a nice neighborhood. It's just one of those kids that who live with their mommies and, you know, kind of thing. They don't want to kind of grow up and things like that.
Live with their mommy.
But my point is, how did they were able to do that? That's my point. How were they able to do that when this is a city is incorporated? This is a the sheriff's.
Because the sheriff is one that takes care of them, and if the city police coordinate with the sheriff or Anderson, that police, that I think it's pretty much that they can go in and do it as long as they coordinate.
Because they help
each other out all the time.
But here's the point: we're assuming, okay. But that my point is, we need someone from the city of Shasta Lake to explain how this works, because the people need to know how this works, because now we have City of Reading coming in into our town, which is incorporated. So that's my point. Why and how and how they're able
to
do that.
It's another step closer to the Third Reich.
Well, you know what I'm saying, Carl.
I know. Okay. Well, when you find out the answer to this, please call me back and let me know.
why? I mean, can you put Mr. Greg Watkins as a city council member?
If I think about it, I'll give him a call and say, how dare you let the city of Reading come in there and arrest a kidnapper domestic terrorist? How dare you?
We just want to make sure that, you know, how it was done and what authority they have. And, you know, the people need to know so, you know, when they do, because this is not the first time I heard this, that, you know, city of Reading's up here. So this is a couple of people reached out to me and told me about it. So that's why I'm asking you if it's a possibility.
Okay.
Or maybe I'll have reach out to you. Hopefully you could put him on the air and have him explain to you.
Who?
Greg Watkins.
Okay.
City council member.
Okay. Well, right. I've got his name written right here, Greg Watkins. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Okay. Lake Shasta was... What? I take it all seriously. Lake Shasta was 15 feet from being full when the Bureau began increasing releases from Shasta Dam last week. Now, as of yesterday, the lake was 23 feet from maximum capacity, 15 feet, so they've let out a lot of water. On Tuesday afternoon, about 62,000 cubic feet per second was flowing out of Keswick Dam into the Sacramento River. Tributaries below the dam added to the flow, bringing the amount of water in the river nearly 70,000 cubic feet per second, just north of Red Bluff. Now, what's that mean? Well, a cubic foot is 7.48 gallons of water. Okay, got that? That means there's 463,760 gallons of water a second flowing down the Sacramento through Reading on Tuesday afternoon. And if you've ever, today's Wednesday, so, but if you're out there yesterday watching it, it was pretty awesome. Now, they've been getting, because of that, if you've seen photos from the dam, that's pretty awesome too, about that water coming out. But here's the thing is, Sheriff Johnson declared a state of emergency, on the 5th, that's last week, due to damage caused by heavy rains to roads, bridges, storm drains, and other structures. And the February storms have caused millions of dollars in damages from Shasta Lake, city of Shasta Lake to Anderson, including a canal damage, broken pipe near Bonneview boat ramp. That's going to cost about $500,000 to fix. So we've had 9 inches of rain this month, which is the normal amount of rainfall for Reading on this date is about 2 inches. We've had 9 inches of rain. So that tells you a little bit about it. A large portion of Anderson River Park was flooded Tuesday, including the parking lot and the amphitheater. There were mosquito serenades held. The walking trails from Lake Shasta to Reading have been flooded in certain areas. So it's been a lot. But think about that. 463,000, almost 464,000 gallons of water a second blowing through here. No wonder we're having some problems. And then, you know, here's the thing is, if we had other reservoirs out there, like Sykes and some others, they've been wanting to build and they haven't been able to, think of all the water we could store for the summer. I mean, you're talking about thousands of acre feet, and which equates to millions and millions of gallons of water. So, anyway. All right. Got something you want to talk about? Next segment, call in like Dolores did, maybe not so much about, you know, police arresting criminals in another city, but if you've got something you want to talk about, things are happening at the Board of Supervisors, the mosquito group there, the mosquito prevention group, how about the city? City's things that they're doing, you're starting to see some... movement on the lease that's supposed to be assigned with the rodeo grounds. You've got a lot of great ideas coming out, a lot of things happening. So if you got any, you know, it could be about anything, give us a call right after this break. On and on,
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Redding landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Redding.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios on 1326 Market Street in downtown Redding. Sun's shining. It looks like it's going to be nice, but I think the rain is going to be starting later this evening and then tomorrow. I don't know if you saw this, but T-Mobile had a commercial the other day. And it really, you know, it's one of those things, do you pay attention or not? It said it can be connected everywhere. And it appears that T-Mobile has made a deal with Starlink. Did I get that right?
Yeah, so everybody will have the Starlink on the phones.
Yeah. SpaceX is Starlink.
But
for
also
$15 a month. And so you have a satellite phone, which means you can talk anywhere. What?
But I want to also put attention for you, for other side. T-Mobile cut all the employers' hours, salaries, compensation for the sales. So, and it's going over nationwide, over all U.S. So they're really cutting the hours for employer, but I'm not sure if it's impacting on the Starlink. Maybe they're just
what they're just cutting hours.
They're cutting hours, salaries, and everything, and they're just like firing everybody.
Well, maybe
it's not only in Reading; it happened also in Austin.
Okay. Okay.
I have few friends, and also it happened in New York.
Hmm. Okay.
But also, what I think it happens, I have read an article about T-Mobile. They're trying to go to more AI version of service.
Well, that could be. That's just what AI is going to do. It's going to cut jobs. But what I was talking about, though, is Starlink. They're, for $15 a month, they aim to eliminate mobile dead zones and extend connectivity to remote areas. And this could be a huge shift in mobile connectivity because everybody goes out. I mean, you go up into Alturas up there and you don't talk to anybody and you get outside the town there. They said that 500,000 square miles of the U.S., which is unreachable by terrestrial cell towers, can now stay connected. And they started a beta trial on the service Sunday, just a few days ago. And they're going to provide the service free for customers till its launch, after which it will be included in their package at no extra cost. For other plans, customers who sign up for the trial will get a 33% discount. Okay. Wow. The carrier is also offering T-Mobile Starlink service directly to all wireless users, including customers of AT&T, Verizon, without having to switch. Wow. That's huge. So you can keep your company, you can keep your phone, and still, and then you can have satellite phone technology. This sounds too good to be true. Has voice and data features. Wow. It's going to work again around. I mean, when you think about this, have you, you've been places where you can't talk to people, right?
Sure. And if, to be honest, I don't know why only in America the service is not so great since, like, in Europe.
Well, that's not true. I've lived in
Croatia?
Okay, look, I built, now this was years ago, okay, I will say this, but I built the cell telephone infrastructure in Croatia. I did. Me and my people built all through Croatia. And there were spots that we were having to drag in, we called them cows, cell on wheels.
Can you refresh what that means?
Yeah, a cow is a cell on wheels, C-O-W. And we would drive them around the places so people would have coverage. And but now things, I'm sure, probably have changed in the last 25 years. But Europe has always been ahead of the United States in technology, in especially at least back then on cell phones. I was sending out text in 1999. You weren't sending text in the United States then. And I could be, you know, and I could get coverage because I knew where coverage was. And Japan was ahead of Europe then. Now, I don't know where we are now. I know that I just went to, from one, carrier to another one, and it seems like their signal strength isn't as much as my first carrier. However, they said they cover the same areas. We'll see. But this one is really interesting, and I'm going to have to I'm going to go down and talk to T-Mobile and see how if I sign up for them for $15 a month, I have satellite phone. There's got to be more to this, because I know people who have sat phones, and you know, cuz they're in areas in other parts of the world there is no cell help at all. And they have satellite phones, and you know, they stay in touch with their families, and everybody knows where they're at and all these things. But it will be interesting to research this today and see exactly what's going to be out there. So it means that you could be in the middle of a battlefield, pick up your flip phone and call somebody.
Unfortunately, our Ukrainians
need some help
are
here.
Using Starlink on the daily basis to have connection.
Do what?
Ukrainians, who's in the war right now, are using Starlink on the daily basis.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah.
So it'll be really nice if the T-Mobile. So if you have any extra information, please share. Maybe it'll be better because I'm a traveler. I want to be in service.
I just said it's going to be interesting to see what happens if everything they're saying is true. Because a lot of times you'll read things that not exactly, you know, it's not as good as they're saying. But we'll see. We're going to follow this so that we can talk about this and about having a sat phone at your fingertips without having to change providers. How weird is that? Okay, so let's talk about what is Trump doing this week? Well, and President Trump, what is he doing this week? Well, it appears that Pete Hegseth is changing the name of Fort Bragg. It used to be Fort Bragg, and it went to Fort Liberty, and now they're changing it back to Fort Bragg again. And why are they? And they're not naming it after the Confederate general. They're naming it after an Army soldier, a Silver Star, Purple Heart. And so they're changing the name back to Bragg. And one of my friends who is, wrote, he says, now why are they doing this? I'm not sure. Is it because, you know, they changed the name from Bragg because Bragg was a Confederate general. And so they had named it after Bragg. And then so, no, when we went through that 4 years of renaming everything and tearing down statues of Thomas Jefferson and, yeah, even and defacing Abraham Lincoln and all these other things, but because people were crazy at that time, they were caught up in something. So they were changing all the names that could offend people. Okay. I think it's silly to ignore history. Yeah, but hey, what do I know? The so they changed it from Bragg to Liberty, and so now they're changing it back to Bragg. It's just but here's what I think. Everything that has to do with Bragg, all the names, everything that's on paper, that's everything was changed to Liberty, and now it's going to be changed back to Bragg. How much money does that cost? I mean, if you look at it like that, is that going to cost $1 million to get all that stuff done? You know, and the latest in USAID is, it just keeps going on. They paid $59 million to a luxury hotels in New York to pay for illegals being there and the people that did that after being told not to do that. So the people that did that, there's four of them, financial officer and three others were fired. Said, we told you not to do that. You shouldn't have done it. All these things are happening, and the Democrats are out there. The judges are trying to fight them. They're saying, oh, you can't do that. And other judges are saying, well, yeah, you can. This is going to be a continuous onslaught on the bureaucracy of D.C. for the next few months. Just stand by. You know, the fact is people are screaming, you know, you can't do that. Yet for how many decades, my friends, have you heard, we're going to end this waste and abuse in government? I mean, how long have you heard that? It's like saying, we're going to build a jail in Shasta County. I mean, how many years have you been hearing that? Every person that runs for office, we're going to build that jail. Well, no. No, you're not. You might as well stop talking about it because you're not going to do it, not with the way you're going now. So how are you going to stop fraud, waste, and abuse? You get in there and you tell everything to stop, and then you make a audit, which is what they're doing. And you may not like it. It's going to be messy, and there's going to be things that they're going to go and say, well, nope, should have kept that. Let's put some more money back into it. Anyway, okay, tomorrow, Simpson University, you're going to join us, and we've got a lot of things to talk about, things going on out there. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.